Om Shanti. Welcome to this beginning to our global bhati. And the idea with this session is to make our global bhati very, very successful, very powerful yoga. So the title of this session is Conquerors of Sleep. Sleepy Yoga, Sleepy Murli, Sleepy Sleepy. Anyone here have any issues with that? We can all close our eyes and then you can just raise your hand so no one will know. I think it affects many, maybe the majority of us at one time or another, that we want to be awake, we want to be present, but we are falling asleep. And the reason I'm sitting here, by the way, my name is Sister Tanya from Canada. Just a little background. So I've been practicing Raj Yoga for about 26 years. Is it okay for translation? I will try not to speak too quickly. So practicing Raj Yoga for about 26 years. And I have a movement background, pre-Brahmin life, but I continue as a movement educator. And I almost feel this is a meeting of Sleepers Anonymous. Hi, my name is Tanya, and I have Sleepy Yoga. And I just wanted to share some of the things that I've been discovering, experimenting with, because I got tired of being tired during yoga, Murli, etc. And maybe some of you can relate. I wasn't always having this issue. It's kind of developed. So that can happen too. I think there is just a small handful of souls who never have any problem being awake and present. But I'm going to talk about two aspects of being awake, the physical and the spiritual. And so you can sort of check, are both of those awakenesses happening for you? So in terms of why are we sleepy, you may already have a good idea. Sometimes it's just simply, we're tired, we need the rest. Other times, and I realize I'm wearing my neck fan, it's not headphones. Other times, it's that we are not getting enough sleep. And I am going to make a differentiation, a difference between not getting enough sleep and having sleep issues like insomnia. Not getting enough sleep is just not going to bed early enough. And so not getting enough time. But I don't have trouble sleeping, just not going to bed early enough. So these are things we can do something about. Insomnia seems to be a big issue. Anyone insomnia? Yeah, sleep. Problems with sleep. Sometimes it can be biochemical. You know, there are conditions that contribute to fatigue, anemia, thyroid issues, etc., hormone issues. These can all contribute to not being able to stay awake. But whatever they are, the bottom line is they all are about the account that I have with this body. It's a karmic account, and it's a very interesting aspect of settlement, because the one thing we all need to do is have yoga. We desperately need to have yoga. We're here for yoga. And to not be able to have good quality yoga because I'm falling asleep is a big aspect of settlement. And I'm hoping today with some of the things that I'll share with you, there's something that you can do to not just feel, okay, wait for the account to settle and then maybe I can start having yoga. So this account with the body is probably the biggest account we have. You know, we've had this body for 84 births. Not the same body. But you can imagine, it's really tired. You can imagine the body or this physical energy, like an energetic clay that we receive when we arrive here from Paramdham. And then through each successive birth, you know, that energy changes as the soul changes, becoming from Sattva Pradhan, Sattva Rajo Tamo, until that same kind of energetic material is now Tamo Pradhan. And sometimes we can feel maybe a bit of resentment or blaming of the body. Because of you, I performed those 63 births of sinful actions. It's not the body's fault. Yeah, it's not about blame anyway. But we want to make the body our ally in yoga, not the enemy. How can I escape this body and go to Baba? Because of the account, the body will be like, no, 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 where do you think you're going? Come back here and fall asleep with me. So we want to genuinely, sincerely care for the body. Interestingly, the most powerful way we can care for the body, yoga. But I need to have that yoga. And if the account is stopping me, I need to figure this out. I need to get beyond it. And so I'm going to share three aspects that we're going to focus on to start to perhaps change the effect of this account on our yoga practice. And these are positioning. You know, Baba comes and he changes our position from this identity, spiritual identity. So positioning. And we'll look at a physical positioning. How can I set myself up, the body up physically, for alert yoga? We're going to look at drishti, connected to awareness. Yeah? So positioning of the body, positioning of the soul, and then drishti, seeing. And this includes awareness, seeing, understanding, recognizing, realizing. All these are part of seeing, this energy of seeing, activity of seeing. And then we're going to look at breathing. Because these aspects of seeing, positioning, and breathing, just on a physical level, if we're not really doing those to the best of the ability of the body, we're actually helping ourselves to go to sleep. What do I mean by that? So if you come for yoga, sit down. You might as well just get a blanket and good night. It's not that in this position I can't have yoga, but I need to earn the right to be in this position and have yoga. Yeah, so that's pretty obvious. So the chairs you're in actually are a bit challenging to not completely be eaten alive by the chair and kind of end up slumped down. Because the ideal positioning for the body is earlobe, in line with shoulder, in line with the side of the body, in line with the hip. And that alignment, when you're in the chair, could tilt back. But what often happens is there's no support here. So we end up sinking, and as soon as we sink here, we sink here. And then we go to sleep. So you could take your shawl, if you have a little cushion. I stick mine this way behind me so that I'm now nice and uplifted and open. And I've got a little arch back here. But the cushion does not take the place of being active. One of the main energies, I would say sometimes, of body consciousness when it comes to yoga is being passive. We sit passively. We have yoga passively, waiting for something to happen. Maybe thinking some things, but we have to get smart about how we're using our awareness, how we're using the awareness to care for this body. So positioning the body is a way of caring for the body. Because when your ribs sink down like this, they are now crunching into your liver, your stomach, your pancreas, some of your intestines, compressing the heart and lung cavity. Not a great working environment for those organs. So we want to open up. Let's try that now. So if you have something you can put back there, great. You could even put your bag back there, if that helps. Then, I know you've only got a single armrest. Some of you don't have any. So you can just hold your arms like this. We want to get your shoulder blades in contact with the back of the chair. So you're going to just gently, and everything you do to care for the body is done with the same qualities of the soul. Non-violently, with that respect, lightness. Use your awareness to direct the body. So I'm taking my awareness to my upper arms, my elbows, to my shoulders, and I'm gently pressing them back until I feel my blades against the back of the chair. Do you normally sit like this? Yeah? Fantastic for some of you, maybe not for others. Maybe you start this way and then you finish this way. So you want to check to make sure your body is still happy. Care for the body. It may support you then in having yoga. This opens up the chest and leads to the next aspect I want to talk about, which is the breathing. We often, when we're sitting, because we're maybe a little bit more collapsed, we start to breathe in a way that corresponds to the breathing we have when we sleep. By the way, while you're here, make sure you're not like, whoa. Yeah, just, you know, easy, relax. Keep your eyes on the horizon. You don't want to be like this. Yeah, so your eyes are still looking forward. So we sit and then everything sinks and the breath is all kind of happening. The movement is in the belly, diaphragm down. This is what we do when we're sleeping. So again, it's like we're cueing through the body, go to sleep. Awake and active sitting, the breath is in where the lungs are. The lungs are in your ribs. I'm sure you probably already knew that, but the lungs are in your ribs. And we want to make the rib cage feel more like a blossomed, expanded sphere, as opposed to a tight, cemented jail. Yeah? So again, that expansiveness, that lightness of the soul is generating a feeling of that here. Now, all of these things I'm sharing with you are the little efforts we can make to position ourselves for that alert yoga. At least be alert in the way we position the body, in the breathing that's going to oxygenate more. But it's kind of a rajo effort, yeah? In the sense it's more about the physical. And sometimes the body won't allow us. You know, there can be conditions in which it's not easy to get the body into this positioning. Or it's not easy even to bring the breath into the rib cage if the ribs are very tight for any reason. So it's okay. You do the best you can. But the idea is to genuinely give the body the experience of that care. that you are interested in caring for it. Recently I was asked, what's the best thing I can do to care for this body? And I said, breathing well to the best of your ability. And that means to free up the ribs, and actually let's do something. Take your hands like this, little gentle fists, and just with your knuckles here, just kind of massage a little in there. Because this can get very tight. Why? Because of lifestyle. Does this posture look familiar? Yeah, we're holding this area hours and hours a day until it just glues together, and suddenly expansion is not possible. So massaging in here, you know, stretching this area before I sit for yoga, you know, all of these things can help. We can't go into too much detail in this session, but, you know, maybe we can have another time for that. So we're nice and open now. Hopefully you want to feel that there's some movement of the breath. Have you ever seen those videos, you know, of Bab Dada, one in particular? And I love it. Baba's breathing well. He's making Dadi Gulzar's body breathe well. It's moving here. It's moving, yeah? It's not just... Sometimes I look and I think they're not breathing. Help that person. So you want to check that. But ultimately, as I said, we want to bring in the spiritual, the sattva-pradhan efforts we can make. And I talk about these efforts that we're making. Effort just means I do something. Yeah? I'm not passive. Because sometimes we think, I just have to be. Now I'm a soul, I just have to be. It's like, well, the thing is you weren't being in the right way. So you're in the wrong way. So to be in the right way, you have to do something different. But it doesn't have to be a huge, struggling, battling, laboring effort. It just means I do something different, but I do it actively with awareness. So let's start to bring the spiritual in. And I'm going to talk about drishti. We sometimes think of drishti as something that we do to other people. Yeah. How many use drishti for themselves? Yeah? Start to think about that. Drishti is to see the subtle. In my drishti, seeing is experiencing. In my drishti, I can see or experience myself, the pure soul. The moment I position myself, and I usually use my drishti to position myself, as opposed to trying to go here. Who feels the center of their forehead? But I think everyone can feel where their eyeballs are, yes? Yeah, a little easier. So if you bring your awareness to that field of vision, to where your eyes are, guess what happens? You naturally start to center and concentrate that awareness in the third eye. It's called the third eye, meaning along with the other two. Not that, okay, I've got the third eye now, I can forget about the other two and just close those. But let them work together. I want to see. I want to be aware. I want to be alert. So I'm bringing my awareness to my drishti, to this field of seeing, of the soul seeing through the windows of the eyes. Yeah, Baba says these things. These are all based on things Baba has told us. Sit in an alert way. Yeah. Be alert, alive, active. Bring your awareness to where the soul sits in the body. I'm using the drishti to do that. And then with all the gentleness of the soul, I maintain that awareness here. Now, we all know that we now have this third eye. We know we're the soul. Knowing about the third eye, having the third eye, great. Now let's open the third eye. Yeah, just like, you know, if you sit for yoga, again, setting yourself up for success. If you sit for yoga and the first thing you do is this, not the most powerful thing to do, especially if you have issues with falling asleep. You want to become alert. You know, I remember Dharmadvela. It's like this piercing gaze. So alert. Sudeshdidi, just earlier today. Yeah, this. She's not, you know, very, very alert. The soul is there, present. Now, one of the things connected to that breathing earlier, if you want to really wake up the body, more oxygenation. Do you think the soul breathes? Why not? Let's go with that. What might that be? So this idea that your consciousness, you, the soul, this energy of consciousness, can be kind of, you know, even though it's concentrated, it can envision any expansive Grand Canyon in there. And so we want to open up that. It's like Baba talks about a broad intellect, a vast, broad intellect. And so the idea that as you're sitting there with your awareness now, centered, concentrated through the drishti, that area, that energy of consciousness is gently expanding. Expanding as if it's breathing, as if your mind, your consciousness is breathing. Why not? What does it breathe? That pure energy of Parandam. Powered by Parandam. Yeah, the soul is powered by Parandam, by Baba's presence, energy. And that's what I'm connecting to. And allowing that life-giving energy to flood into me and wake me up. You know, most of the time, we go through the day asleep. The third eye is closed. Two physical eyes are open, but we're asleep at the wheel of our life. We're on autopilot. We're going through the motions. The programs are running. But if we want to do something new, we need to be very present and choose. So this is a way of being, feeling more alert and awake. And this for me was a real game changer. Yes. I did earlier, maybe you weren't here yet. Sorry. I was sharing earlier that tiredness is, well, it's an account. And there's various reasons, but we've been in this material energy a long time that's been transforming with each successive birth. Now, I slept very little last night. My sister Judy over there can, what's the word? I can't even think of it now, but she can acknowledge that. I slept very little last night. By any accounts, I should be tired. It was a long day yesterday. I was running around doing things. I was alert during Amritvela. I was alert during the meditation before Murli, and I was alert during the Murli because of these things. Because I take the time to make sure that the soul is really, the eye is open and breathing and active. But with all that non-violent, subtle, gentle energy. So we're going to practice those things right now. Unless there's any other questions, so again, I'll just review. And by the way, we can't do consultations for your own personal issues with sleep. Maybe we can have an offline conversation. But for now, we have the account with the body. We need to genuinely give the body the experience that we're caring for it and not trying to escape it.
through yoga, that we have this account. The body has been serving us for 84 births. Who else has done that for us? So, you know, we want to give that care. Now, as I, the soul, give that care, it's supporting my mandate of giving care, of donating, being a donor. So that's also helping me, yeah, to be more awake and alert for yoga. Success, yeah, shoulder blades, and you can see they creep away from the back of the chair. Now, even though the shoulder in touch, we want to make sure the lower back doesn't just start to smoosh into the chair and push us forward. So you want to feel very royal as you sit. Sit in a royal way, you know, with a feeling of, you know, very generous, open-hearted feeling. Feeling very long through the spine, a lightness, like your ribs are blossoming with every breath. Every breath, caress of air, of love for the body. Yeah, and we want to position the soul through the drishti. You know, and not only am I positioning myself, experiencer, as it begins to emerge, as I begin to oxygenate with that pure energy of Parandam, as I begin to oxygenate my consciousness by actively invoking and drawing that energy, Baba's presence, and feeling the soul, the consciousness become more alive and awake, Baba will give me a searchlight. What does that mean? Have you heard that before, Lemurly? Have you wondered? Searchlight? What does he mean? Again, up to you to churn, but I always have the feeling, Baba, a searchlight reveals that which is hidden, which is there, but can't be seen. Probably because we're asleep. It's very dark. When we wake up, Baba gives us a searchlight. And what is revealed? The beauty, the grace, the goodness, the purity, and the power. What do you think I'll say next? Of Baba? Of the soul. That's what I need to get to. Because once you have that fully blossomed and alive, and Baba's come, yes, to reveal himself to me, to us, but in order that I be revealed to myself and the beauty of souls be revealed. He doesn't need to be, oh, Baba, wah. Yeah, it's the song of Ware Me, the wonder of I, the soul, needs to be happening. So, these three aspects, positioning, drishti, to help me position, third eye opening through the breath, and you can connect the breath, if it helps, to feeling as the soul is drawing that pure energy, the body correspondingly starts to release and breathe even better. It's just going to feel fabulous. So, everyone up. Practice time. So, we're coming. Because, you know, as I said, we are asleep most of the time. And especially when we get up for Amrit Vela, it's like, okay, going for Amrit Vela. You might want to just a little stretch maybe if you can. If you can't do that, maybe you can just squeeze the elbows a bit together. You know, just a bit of stretching, a little side, you know. I don't do too much. I actually just kind of start to breathe here. But you may need a stretch, a little massage. It always makes everyone look like chickens. I love it. And as you're going, you're getting that third eye open. Yeah, opening up that third eye, not just the body breathing, but as I as I start to breathe here, it actually corresponds to this breath. This belly breathing corresponds to sleep. This breathing corresponds to being alive and awake. Yeah, it's nice too. Why not? Okay, so we get there, we sit down, and we don't do this.
Oh, I forgot one last thing. You know, just a little extra information. Because, you know, there's different ways we can fall asleep. Yeah, depending on the reason. Sometimes it's fatigue of the body. And usually that looks like this. I've done some observation. Sorry, it's an occupational hazard. You know, you kind of need to observe to figure out how can I help when you are a movement educator. So this usually means tiredness. This, really tired. And what's so interesting is like this is happening and then we barely make it up before we're over. There isn't sort of the feeling, do I know I'm falling asleep? So that I do something, like I get my body, I just sort of... So do something, again, to be, need to do. Do. Just remember that. So I sit, I take a moment, maybe I put my upper arms back a little bit. Give my body some nice breath. Everything I do non-violently, yeah? Don't make the body scream. Care. And then now the body's kind of okay. And then I bring my awareness up to my seeing. If you can't feel where that is, you can blink your eyes a few times. Oh, there are my eyeballs. Into your seeing. And then it's like you're going within, positioning yourself in the very heart of your own consciousness. And then opening up that third eye completely. The feeling of my mind, my awareness is gently breathing. Feels glorious, drawing that pure energy of Parandam, invoking Baba's presence. And not only can I experience myself in my Trishti, Baba can meet me, his drishti, in my drishti. The feeling of being seen with so much love. That Baba is with me, present beside me, in front of wherever you want to place him. And we are slowly equalizing. And I feel so awake and alive. Yeah, Baba is Lord of Life, Pranishvar. So wake up, be alive through his presence, his company. And then feeling the effect even on the body. As the breath becomes more luxurious. It doesn't have to be a huge, deep breath. Just the feeling of the lungs blossoming, the space of the ribs, lightening up, letting go, releasing the tensions of our technological lifestyle, of deadlines, all of that stuff, letting it go. Now, I personally have some quite intense fatigue issues. I don't wait till I'm falling asleep to do this. Yeah? Right at home and I sit, I start.
Because if I wait, too late. And I'm just struggling sometimes. Sometimes I can get it together. But if your fatigue issues are so intense, oh yeah, I didn't finish my ways that you fall asleep. So there's this one. This one is you're really tired. Maybe go get a nap. The other one, of course, more familiar with is, yeah, you're hammering some nails with the back of your head. That is almost losing consciousness. Yeah. So sometimes that's about the account. Could be hormonal, could be biochemical, different things. The account with the body. Body's like, hey, where are you going? You're trying to go to, and you're like, no, come back. But it could be something medical that you need to look into. Yeah, sometimes that can help. But nothing is more powerful to addressing this issue than good yoga. So we need to make sure we can go beyond the challenge of this sleepiness. And so these are some tips, hopefully, that will help you to do that. Now, we're going to practice again, but one last thing. When you finish your time of yoga, that moment is crucial. Because we want this to continue in your activity. If I sit, I have good yoga, but then I go to get up and my third eye slept, my two flickle eyes open, just going through the motions and doing what I do, but this is closed down, nothing will change through the body that had to the fatigue in the first place. So as I finish, to feel that you're still breathing, that the body being supported by this awake, vibrant, nourished, spiritually nourished soul. Everybody up. Is that okay? Is that clear? Yeah, does that help? Does it feel kind of good? Yes? Okay. So we can do a little stretch. You've gotten up for Amitvela. Okay, a little stretch, a little massage here. Sometimes this is nice to do. Just wake up the spine so there's a little more mobility. Don't hit each other. Don't hit. Yeah, okay. Then we come in. We are like ready. Oh, it's going to be so powerful. We sit down. Now, don't just go and, okay? Remember, you're a soul moving the body. And the soul is nonviolent, respectful, uses the power of awareness to accurately for your body, position for success. Feeling very royal. It's like you're smiling already here. Yeah? Then, breath, check. There's life here. And it doesn't have to be like, yeah, that could be scary. Just gently, signs of life in the ribs. And already the soul is making the body, the soul is donating, and it's almost pulling your awareness to that position, to your drishti. Because I want to see the wonder of I, the soul. I want to experience. I want to connect. And then I'm drawing that breath of life into this conscious being that I am. Now, sometimes when we're having yoga, we might end up here. Maybe not so successful for yoga. Doesn't mean I can't have yoga here. But again, I need to earn that right. by first being fully alert and awake and aware. Then all of this physical stuff, if you can do it, great. If you can't, it's okay. If I can get this going, it will help to take care of this. Yeah? Because I don't want you to feel, oh, I can't sit like that. Oh, I can't. It's okay. Do what you can. Bring the awareness here. Breathe. Connect. Feel that powerful concentration, that beauty, that power, that peace, that deep stability of the soul becoming so present in the awareness. And then we're going to stand. See that you keep that third eye, vibrant, alive, and awake, as the one seated in the driver's seat of the body, in the position of mastery of this body, royal, beautiful, powerful. Have a wonderful bhati. You can have you sit in a way that there's a space in between. We'll see if it's possible. Is that possible? So there's you, an empty seat, and then the next person. Can we try to do that? It'd just be helpful when we do the movement later. But you all seem very happy to be next to someone. It's okay too. We'll manage. Just don't hit your neighbor when that happens.